Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello to one and all.
Avec Véronica.
Just over a month before Christmas, decorations in the UK certainly are growing like mushrooms. The other day, about to get my train back down to paradise, here, from the teeming madness that is London, I walked onto the concourse of St Pancras Station, which is basically a shopping centre, and stopped in my tracks, looking up ahead of me at what I thought at first glance, an enormous Christmas tree. Nothing surprising about that, but on closer inspection, what I'd taken for candles at a distance were in fact onion domes, bulbous ones, slimmer ones, tall, short, all in matte gold. Onion domes, which hail from Russia originally in the time of Ivan the Terrible, and of course are found in Austria and even some parts of the Middle East. What are they doing here? The other thing that bothered me was that the tree was a rather muddy green, not Tannenbaum green or bright and cheerful, but distinctly evil green. Coming closer, I saw beneath the tree, that could also be a castle, a scary mask-like monster head. And walking round a bit further, one word explained it all. Wicked. The big green thing was nothing to do with Christmas per se, but the eagerly awaited Christmas film release of Wicked, the film of the musical stage show of the same name, which itself was inspired by the original Wizard of Oz, written by L. Frank Baum in 1900. Wicked is the backstory of the Wicked Witch of the West, conjured up by Gregory Maguire in 1995, who wrote four other stories inspired by the original. What made the WWW wicked? Nowadays, we try to look for reasons why people behave badly, putting the blame on childhood traumas and such. Thus, we meet young Elphaba when she's young and full of hope. So what made her into the hooked-nosed, scrawny female, aka the nasty schoolteacher, in The Wizard of Oz, and how she became allergic to water? I can tell you that the plot of Wicked is uber complicated, but it's been a triumph on stage, so it should make millions for the producers of the film, which explains why they can afford to advertise it to the max by plonking their tree-like castle in the centre of one of London's busiest train stations. But will anyone be singing carols underneath it? That's what I want to know. In other news from Paris, the bells of Notre Dame have been ringing for the first time since the terrible fire, and the matter of whether the Olympic rings should stay atop the Eiffel Tower has been resolved by the family of Gustave Eiffel, who came down on the mayor like a ton of bricks, telling her that the tower is not hers to play around with, and the rings should move on to their next destination. And back in the UK, the makers of that very heavy French cookware, which was originally orange, had a sale last week, prompting a five-hour queue. Down here, everything is happening. Wednesday at Montcrabeau, it's comedy night, starting at 6:30. Two well-known stand-up comedians are there to make us laugh. Then everything's happening at the weekend. On Saturday, the 23rd, at the Church of Florence at 6, a concert celebrating the Feast of St. Cecilia. Later at 8, at Tannet, a wine-tasting dinner, or a fête de pétanque at Montestruc, starting at 7:30, followed by dinner and dancing. Or you can just go and taste new wines at Mas d'Avignon, followed by dinner, or a repas-concert as you dine on Blanquet de Veau to the music of the 80s at the Salle de Fête de Saint-Mézard. Both of those two events start at 7. An embarrassment of riches.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Have a marvelous week.
www.dfm930.com